Hi, this is your guest host filling in for Barbara Jean, your guest host, Dr. Ott. We're here to bring you, I tell you, an incredible show today. I hope it will be as incredible as I think it's going to be. If it's half as incredible as I think it's going to be, it's going to be wonderful. I'm actually normally broadcasting from my home in Ogden, Utah. Business, however, brings me today to Dallas, Texas. And I thought that given the topic of our show today, the individual who I'll be interviewing, a man named Edward T. Haslam, who has written a fantastic book, the book is entitled Dr. Mary's Monkey, I thought it would be fitting to just bring my nice little rental car right into a very infamous place in U.S. history, right here at the grassy knoll area of Dealey Plaza. So I'm sitting here parked. It's very hot and humid outside, but the air conditioner inside of my rental car is keeping us going. I'm talking to you on a cell phone live at the heart of Dallas, Texas in Dealey Plaza. Mr. Haslam, are you with us today?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I want to just thank you personally for the work that you've done with this book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. I've read now. I'm starting into my third time reading it. I've got dog-eared, pencil marked. I've got reference notes in the margins and a lot of highlighting going on here. How in the world did you come to be inspired to write this book?
Well, the story came to me. I didn't go to it. I'm from New Orleans, and I had met Dr. Sherman, Dr. Mary Sherman, when I was a child. She was a colleague of my father's down at Tulane Medical School. So and my father and her were very good friends, and they both taught orthopedic surgery at Tulane Medical School. And so when she was murdered, it was, news around the house. And then a couple years later, when Jim Garrison started investigating the Kennedy assassination, he made the claim in an interview in Playboy magazine that Dr. Mary Sherman had been working with his prime suspect, who was David Ferry, in some sort of underground cancer research. And when that came out, boy, it hit the grapevine in New Orleans, and everybody was talking about it. And I got more information about that back in 1969 when I realized they were using monkey viruses to create cancer. And I had also heard about a linear particle accelerator in a secret location somewhere in uptown New Orleans. And when I started to ponder the possibility that these things might be connected, because they were all secret and all in New Orleans and all medical, I got concerned enough about it to say, hey, the good news is if we have a bizarre global epidemic involving cancer and a monkey virus 30 years from now, hey, at least we'll know where it came from. It only took about 20 years for it to come out, but that's what got me started. And in the so I was into this story way back in the 60s, and it wasn't until the late 1980s when the mainstream press started releasing news from places like the National Tumor Lab up at NCI and stuff, and they started saying that AIDS was caused by a mutated monkey virus.
Okay, well, hold that thought. This is Edward T. Haslam. This is Born on the 4th of July. We're going to be getting into some very, very deep subjects here. Call your friends, call your neighbors, listen in. Incredible, incredible information coming. Hold the phone.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
And welcome back. The Report on the 4th of July with Dr. True Ott, filling in for Barbara Jean, who's taking a little bit of a break these next 2 days. And by golly, we opened up a real nice, juicy can of worms in the first 5 minutes. Let me just, again, thank my guest for coming on, Edward T. Haslam. His book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, is an absolutely incredible read, I got to tell you. Before we go any further, Mr. Haslam, why don't we just tell the listeners, how can they get a copy of this book? Because I mean to tell you, I think every person that is concerned about the way this country is going needs to know a little bit about the history you bring out with this. And tell them how they can get a copy of this book.
Well, the book does basically rewrite the history of the second half of the 20th century. So it is very iconoclastic. The book is available through any bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, it's in the catalog and they can order it. It's, of course, available on Amazon.com and through the publisher. And I'll give you an 800 number in a second, give you a chance to get a pencil or something out. And I have a website where I sell author-signed copies of it, just because I'm always willing to sign this book, because this book is my statement of what has happened in this country. And on my website, I have several hours' worth of interviews and videos and background on this. And so it's a good resource, and they got free sample chapters there, so you could start reading today while you get your book. And that is Dr. Mary's Monkey, but spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, marysmonkey.com. And that'll get you just about everything you need to get started on this. Now, I guess your listeners wondering, given our first 5 minutes where we talked about New Orleans and we talked about Jim Garrison, we talked a little bit about monkey viruses and cancer and possibly even AIDS. Why are we doing this show from Daly Plaza in Texas? Well, this story, when you get to the bottom of it, has Lee Harvey Oswald in the middle of it.
Right, and you know, I'd always wondered. I've been a history buff myself. I had something really amazing fall into my lap, Edward, in the mid '80s. Okay, I had a file that was given to me by a gentleman in Las Vegas who had some mob ties. Okay, had some connections. I did a financial plan for him. He's quite wealthy. But it was a file that was called the Gemstone Files. And in this file, I never even read it until the mid-90s, about a decade later. It was sealed and part of his last will and testament of what, this file, which he had four or five copies of, would go if he were to die mysteriously. All right, well, I'll leave it at that.
Right.
So it was a decade later, about 96, that I even found the file. I stuck it away in his files and in his safe deposit box that I had. And then I opened it up a decade or so later, and I was just shocked with the contents. It was basically all you wanted to know and then some about the inner workings of the JFK assassination. And I never, reading that file, I didn't know half the names, but let me tell you, the names that you bring forth in your book are listed in that file. And New Orleans is prominent in this whole thing, going back not only to the anti-Castro Cuban segment, but also the, what you call in the book, the Inca group, which is basically just a group of Latin American, South American countries and individuals in those countries that are very, very anti-communist, okay? And so, yeah, it links into the highest levels of the CIA at the time, Alan Dulles, et cetera. And just as a footnote, as fate would have it, I was in a position to give this file and its contents to John Kennedy Jr. His film crew or his documentary crew from George Magazine interviewed me on another whole different subject on this a hog factory farm. I gave this entire file to John Jr., and I want to tell you that he took it very seriously. I'm here to tell you that he was able to follow the file contents and track bank accounts, corporate structures that he was able to track, and he did, in fact, call me personally on the 4th of July weekend before his plane crash to inform me that a federal grand jury was being convened to seek indictments on certain individuals. I was amazed. I was shocked. I was excited to see history unfolding. But I was even more dismayed when his plane went down. Now,
yeah,
that's
right. You have to wonder about the timing of that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just a simple American, Ed, like you are. But like you, I've touched this thing, and people that I talk with, and I'm sure you probably can concur with this. People that I tell this story to, they typically say, "Well, that's old history. What do I care what happened back in 1963 in November?" But they don't seem to grasp that anybody in any cabal that can take out and assassinate a sitting president with impunity and cover it up, that shows that there's something deeply, deeply wrong with the inner workings of our government, and we as a people need to stand up and say, listen, there's more to it. Let's get a bigger investigation. Let's bring these people to justice, because you know what? The sad fact is they're still in power. They're still working behind the scenes now as we speak.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if there's ever going to be such an investigation, but that's, I go beyond that because I have always, part of my perspective going back to the 60s was I have always understood there's a bigger subject than who murdered the President of the United States. And the bigger subject is the contamination of the polio vaccine. And the which is tied in with this whole thing. And when you realize that they released 200 million doses of a polio vaccine that was contaminated with a cancer-causing virus.
And knew it.
They certainly knew it by the time the end of the 1950s was out. Okay, there were questions about the thing at the moment they released it, but they didn't have hard evidence that they had a cancer-causing virus in the vaccine, but they did within 2 years of the release. They knew it before 1960. They never told the public about it. And when you realize that you have a subject of that magnitude, in comparison to why are my children dying, the subject of who shot John is a little bit less compelling to the average American. But once people realize that you look to the lefty and you look to the righty and you're surrounded by people with cancer and it's in your families and it's in your neighborhoods and it's with your friends and you just read the news and, another guy dies of cancer, another guy dies of cancer. We are in the middle of a cancer epidemic. And the press is still sitting there, kind of like the Supreme Court did during Vietnam, and twiddled their thumbs. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sitting here holding an Associated Press article, Ed, and I'm going to just read the first part of it. This coming fall school year, as kids get back into school this September, it's Associated Press article says, we are being poised for a mass vaccination that has not been seen in this country since the polio vaccine. I think that's very interesting. We're talking about this so-called swine flu pandemic that's coming out with all these vaccines. So here's the Associated Press saying there's been nothing like this for a mass school children age vaccination, since the days of the polio vaccine. And we're going to talk in the next hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen, and give you specific evidence, and in the pages of Mr. Haslam's book, conclusive proof, in my opinion, that the soft tissue cancers we're facing across America, and other parts of the world is directly tied to the simian virus, this SV40 that came out of these COVID labs in Louisiana. Ed, a tremendous, tremendous story. You're absolutely right. The links to these soft tissue cancers going back to this SV40. And as you say on your website, you have Dr. Hillman actually admitting it and, of all things, laughing about it. To me, when I first heard that tape a few years ago, I was incensed because it's not a laughing matter. Why are they making fun and making like a joke?
Well, I don't have an answer for that other than to say I wind up laughing at things that are pretty dark myself just because what else do you do about it, you know? I mean, it's a coping mechanism. And, I am so glad that Maurice Hilleman chose to speak up about the contamination of the polio vaccine. I mean, he says that he personally told Albert Sabin, there's cancer in your vaccine. And he said that in this interview. And this interview is in the National Medical Library up at the National Institute of Health. The interview was done by Dr. Edward Shorter, who is the professor of the history of medicine at the University of Toronto. And he did the research for the book called The Health Century, which was the basis of the PBS series called The Health Century. And he interviewed Maurice Hilleman as part of that. I mean, it's a very solid, credible interview done by very respected people.
Absolutely.
What it says is just outrageous.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to get right back with that. We're going to teach you all you need to know, folks, to protect yourself and your family against the coming pandemic, right, vaccine and viruses. This is Fourth of July with my guest, Edward T. Haslam.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
And welcome back. This is Born on the 4th of July, and this is Dr. A. True Odd, filling in for your regular host, Barbara Jean. Welcome back to the show. Mr. Haslam is the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey, an incredible book. Let me just go into this next segment by just sharing, if I could, the front cover, and this is basically what we're going to be talking about for the remainder of the show. The book says, quote, how the unsolved murder of a doctor, this doctor is Dr. Mary Sherman, a secret laboratory in New Orleans, and cancer-causing monkey viruses, how they are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and get this, folks, emerging global epidemics. The book goes on to explain how, of course, we now know that the African green monkey virus, which was mutated, came into what's called from SIV, simian immunodeficiency disease virus, to human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. And that's also, folks, how the AIDS virus came to be, right from this covert lab. In the back of the book, let me just share again what the back of the book reads. Did inoculating millions of trusting school children with polio vaccines contaminated by monkey viruses trigger an epidemic of soft tissue cancers? Question mark. Was a desperate effort to develop an anti-cancer vaccine diverted secretly into biological weapons? Is there a link between these covert experiments and AIDS? And do the answers to these vexing questions connect to the intrigues swirling around the assassination of President Kennedy? Well, after reading the book, and again, like I've said at the first part, this is my third time through it. I'm still penciling in margins, underlining it, Mr. Haslam. I'm here to tell you the answer to those questions to me are a big yes, absolutely yes, because it corroborates and ties in so much of the other research I have done myself independently.
Well, the big issue here is that Lee Oswald was involved in the development of a biological weapon in New Orleans in the summer of 1963, and we have witnesses to that who worked with him on that. And when you understand that, then all of a sudden you realize why they couldn't let him into a courtroom and let him start talking under oath. Because
absolutely,
he would have blown the cover off of everything and everybody. And you can see from where you are sitting right now, Dr. Ott, you can see the building where he was murdered in. It was a police station.
Right.
How do you get murdered in a police station?
Well, I'm a little nervous, I got to tell you, because I've got four police cars pulled up around me right now. They're looking over at me. I'm wondering if I'm trespassing or just what's going on. I kind of waved at the one. I waved at him again. I don't know if they're listening to this show or not, but they weren't here before I pulled up, but they're kind of looking me over a little bit. I hope it's not illegal in this country to broadcast from an assassination spot, but just so that you know, in case something goes really wrong here, I might be what's happening. But listen, you're right. It's really important to understand that the prime witness had to be eliminated. And then you got Mr. Ruby, who had a very quick and explosive death of fast, rapid cancer, an embolism in his lung. Tell us about that. That's also in the book.
Well, Jack Ruby is, perhaps everyone knows, shot Lee Harvey Oswald in the Dallas police station on Sunday, November 24th, 2 days after President Kennedy was murdered. And he was convicted of killing Lee, but he was granted a retrial that would be held outside of Dallas so that he could, because it was felt there was too much prejudice in Dallas in order to give him a fair trial. And while he was awaiting retrial, he suddenly developed a very galloping lung cancer and died. And he actually told his guard, he handed his guard a note that said, "I have been injected with cancer." And what I can tell you today is that I've had the opportunity to read the draft of Judith Vary Baker's new book, Me and Lee, which is going to be coming out in November on Trying Day. And Jack Ruby was connected to this project in New Orleans and was fully aware of the fact that they had a cancer, an injectable cancer that could be used to kill people. And so he knew what he was talking about at the time. And I remember back in the 60s, they would say things like, cancer, you can't give somebody cancer. It's, you know, some kind of genetic malfunction. You either have it or you don't. Now, you know, they were lying to us. I even have a copy of the facts and figures about cancer from the American Cancer Society, where they list about 360 possible causes of cancer, and they don't mention the word virus once.
Well, let's pursue that. The story of Judith Vary Baker is very important because, let's face it, she's a living, breathing witness to all of this.
That's right. And I have two chapters on her in Dr. Mary's Monkey. And if you don't know who she is, let me say this, that she was a scientific superstar when she was still in high school. She was giving cancer to mice in 7 days, which was faster than they were able to do it at the National Cancer Institute. And when the leaders of the American Cancer Society found out they had a high school student that was outperforming the entire cancer establishment, they promoted her.
You know that thought, we'll get right back to it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And we're back. Dr. A. Truatt, this is Born on the 4th of July. We're talking about now a very integral part of this this whole story, Dr. Mary's Monkey. Miss Judith Very Baker's testimony, which came to you, and I understand, kind of fortuitously, that you found out that she was, in fact, intimately involved with what I call the project, and you call the project, specifically this monkey virus research. And her story is phenomenal. Obviously, a sincere, apparently brilliant individual who seemed to have some conscious reservations about how this experimentation was turning. Here's some of the top scientists in the world, Dr. Mary Sherman, whose resume is par excellence. Your own father, Dr. Haslam, I'm sure was fully aware of what was going on. He knew, at least knew Dr. Sherman socially. Then you have some of these monkey viruses that have been mutated by this particle, linear particle accelerator, and being found to be extremely carcinogenic, cancer-causing viral structures. And as your book goes on and you explain so well, at least one volunteer human from the prison system of Louisiana was injected with this and died. And so what happens, the people in charge write a letter to Alton Ochsner, Dr. Ochsner, And then it seems like all heck breaks loose, right?
Well, yeah, you brought up a couple of things here. I want to make it clear that while my father may have been aware of some of these activities through his relationship with Mary Sherman, he was not involved in any of them. And my father came from a background that was, my grandfather developed the first anthrax vaccine. And there was a obvious opportunity to use anthrax in a warfare situation. And my grandfather was totally opposed to that. And a belief he gave to my father. And when my father at the age of 29 was a full commander of the United States Navy. And he left the Navy basically because he would to be part of the bioweapons work that they were getting involved in. And so, you know, my father was knew these people personally, but was not involved in the whole project. Now,
right.
once the head of the American Cancer Society, the head of research, figures out he's got a high school girl who's outperforming the entire NCI staff and everybody else, he sends her up to Roswell Park Cancer Institute up in Buffalo, New York, to train her. Okay, and this is all paid for by a combination of the National Science Foundation and the American Cancer Society, and they train this gal to handle cancer-causing viruses. And then she continues doing work for them, work that they really don't want much scrutiny on because it's involving radiation and human cells and cancer. And so they set her up in these quiet laboratories. And so she's down there at the University of Florida doing this stuff under these questionable licenses and dubious supervision. And then in the spring of 1963, they invite her. And by they, I'm referring to Dr. Alton Ochsner, who is part of this Inca group that you're referring to, founded it, in fact, and who had been the president of the American Cancer Society. And he invites her to New Orleans for her to work on this project. And as part of the deal, he offers to allow her to enter Tulane Medical School in the fall without even completing her last 2 years of undergraduate work at the University of Florida, full tuition paid, you know, stipends, everything else, and skipping the last 2 years of college as her reward for this work that she's doing. And what she's doing is basically participating in this loop where they are irradiating these cancer viruses and injecting them into animals and watching the tumors grow and then cutting out the tumors and grinding them up and sending them back for more radiation. So it's a loop, and they're getting more and more powerful cancers back. And Judith is brilliant as she is, and she's beautiful at the time. She's 19 when she goes to New Orleans. And we have photos of her and everything else. She's a very attractive gal. But she gets lost going around a corner. So they set her up with essentially a bodyguard, a babysitter, somebody to help her find a place to live, somebody to set her up in a cover job, somebody to get her to the secret laboratories and protect her and all this stuff. And the person that they assign to her is an ex-Marine, okay? Who's very knowledgeable of many things in the covert world. He's been a trained spy, and his name is Lee Harvey Oswald. And so this is how Judith gets together with Lee Harvey Oswald, and she's got her employment, her W-2 forms from the William Riley Coffee Company to show, to prove that she worked with Lee Oswald at the coffee company. Not only that, they start on the same day.
So yeah, you have this this link, which is in, you know, absolutely proof positive, you know, that there was a real cover up going on. You're absolutely right what you said earlier. You can't have this man on the witness stand telling all he knows.
Right, and let me talk about Lee for a minute. Okay, we got a guy here who we know lived in the Soviet Union. Okay, we know that newspapers and the American military press said that he had defected, okay? And so, and he has an un, a dishonorable discharge from the Marine Corps, okay? Now, he is working at the William B. Riley Company in New Orleans. Well, William B. Riley is a member of INCA. He is a fanatic anti-communist, and he insists that everybody that works for the William B. Riley Company has a full background check because he doesn't want any commies, pinkos, or flakes working for him.
Interesting.
So how do we wind up with Lee Oswald working for William Riley?
Obviously, he is a double agent. Actually, he was much more than that. He was really in a cover. My information in the file I received was he was actually FBI working undercover with a cover provided to the CIA as being this pinko, but really not that at all. And Judith Very Baker's, I guess she knew him better than anybody. I mean, the real Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, they fell in love, and she became his girlfriend. And he wound up telling her everything he was doing, and they continued communication by phone up to 2 days before the end of the assassination. And Lee tells her that he has penetrated this ring in Dallas, that they're going to kill the president on Friday, that it's either going to happen at the airport or at Daley Plaza or at the Trade Mart, and he has to stay in position there because if he suddenly tries to pop out, they're going to come after his family. Okay?
Right.
So
the CIA basically telling Mr. Hoover at the FBI, listen, we did this to the president, and this is 2 days after the assassination, by the way. I have the documents and files on that, but again, I forwarded on to John Jr. We basically said, you're not big enough and strong enough to even touch us, Mr. Hoover.
Well, the problem is this whole thing is so corrupt, it's really hard to figure out what's the government and what's not the government. And where is the mob, and what's not the mob, and it's all so tangled up that it's really sad because it makes a mockery of what is official and what is unofficial. Because, you know, we know that J. Edgar Hoover was being blackmailed by Meyer Lansky, the head of the mob in lots of places, but L.A. And Baltimore, to name a few, and the guy who was in charge of the casinos in Cuba when Castro took over. Well, Meyer Lansky had the photographs of J. Edgar Hoover's homosexual activities, and he had control of Hoover. Well, now you got this ridiculous situation where Hoover's investigating the murder of a president that he personally hated, all right? But the person that he should be investigating in this, that people that provided the shooters, are the mafia. But the problem is the mafia has the photos of him in his compromised situations that he does not want released on the cover of New York Times and stuff, okay? So you've got a completely dysfunctional situation, and you got Lyndon Johnson knowing what J. Edgar Hoover's conclusions is before he sets up his commission. And I don't know where he went to law school, but or even undergraduate school, because in the Constitution it says right there in the first paragraph about the separation of powers, and you got the executive branch, judicial branch, and the legislative branch. So how do you explain the so-called Warren Commission? Because what they did was they formed a junta that violated separation of power, and the entire point of this junta was to bless J. Edgar Hoover's investigation.
Right, which was nothing. And by the way, the file that I received, that I was telling you about the first part, it showed that the individuals that were named, and I won't name them on this show at this time, they're in a safe spot, okay? It's kind of my life insurance, Mr. Haslam, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But let me just tell you what you see in Las Vegas is a gambling mecca, and that today was planned for Havana, Cuba. That was going to be the mob's hotspot. So after when Castro did his thing and took over these properties, they basically then looked to the desert in Nevada, and Las Vegas became what it is today. And that's the reason why these files were there in Las Vegas. Okay. you're right, the Meyer-Lansky connection, but it goes so much higher. It goes up into the intelligence network and community and illegal drugs. That it's just, yeah, you're right, it's an absolute sickening mess. But let's look at what we do know, okay? And you brought what out so clearly in your book. Here you have the head of this project, this Dr. Ochsner, who just happens to be head of the Cancer Research Institute, okay, the American Cancer Society. And here you have these researchers that have now isolated a virus that does in fact cause cancer, the SV40 being one of those, right?
Yes.
I'm amazed that what happened, the thing that really struck me singularly in your book was the reaction that Ochsner gave when he received Ms. Baker's letter expressing the shock of basically murdering a test patient. They injected him as a guinea pig. He died. And that really shocked her. They said, I'm sure she felt, and she can speak for herself, but if I were in her shoes, I'm thinking, we're here to save lives. I'm here to save lives. What am I doing being a part of this? And the reaction of Ochsner, as she testifies, was violently vicious. She was suddenly out, persona non grata, and her whole Tulane medical promises were evaporated. And again, at the same time, or just soon after, at this time also, we have the murder of Dr. Mary Sherman.
Yeah, it's quite a murder that was.
Yeah, let's talk about that in the next segment. Let's be specific about this incredible cover up that's ongoing, and is the file still is an unsolved murder, isn't it?
It is an unsolved murder, and I have, I came out with my first book about this in 1995, and I came out with my second book on it in 2007. And I have spoken to a number of police officers who worked for the New Orleans Police Department back in the 1960s. So I know there's plenty of people in New Orleans very aware of this. And I have not heard the first question about an investigation or anything else about the evidence. Because, the evidence is that the main forensic fact of this murder, very sensational murder. She was naked and stabbed and her body was set on fire and this was all in her bedroom and blah, blah, blah. But the main forensic fact was that her entire right arm and right rib cage had been disintegrated by heat. But the hair on her head immediately next to this burn did not burn. And hair is the easiest thing and bones the hardest thing. So how do you explain this? And the obvious explanation is whatever happened to her arm and rib cage did not happen in her apartment. It happened over where the linear particle accelerator was. And the reason they didn't tell this fact to the public was they didn't want people creeping around uptown New Orleans looking for a multi-million volt machine that could have burned off her arm, because that was part of the secret government laboratory set up on the grounds of the U.S. Public Health Service Hospital.
Okay, now about what time you have Judith Baker writing the letter to Ochsner? I'm not too clear as the timing of that, Mr. Haslam.
Okay, the letter to Ochsner happens at the end of August of 1963. Judith and Lee are still in New Orleans. She writes the letter. Ochsner immediately blows up at her, tells her she's lucky she's leaving with her teeth in her mouth, and if she ever opens her mouth, she'll regret every word she's ever said. And he says he's finished with her. He says, I'll set up something for you back in Florida through Senator Smathers, but as far as New Orleans is done, you're out of here, okay? He said to her that you and Lee Oswald are both expendable. Okay, so within 48 hours, she leaves New Orleans and goes back to Florida. And Lee stays in New Orleans for the next month, doesn't do any more pinko stuff. He just sits there and waits for the patient to die. The moment the patient dies, he takes the bioweapon over to down to Mexico. That all happens before the assassination. And then the following summer, in July of 1964, is when the Warren Commission comes to New Orleans and they're starting their investigation. That's the day they do that is the day that Mary Sherman's arm gets burned off.
This is probably speculation, but is it your feeling now that she was going to start talking?
Not necessarily. You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions here. I consider my job to be as much to answer ask the questions as to answer them. But she, you know, there could have been a whole different motive behind it. But she definitely, I think somebody sabotaged the equipment that she was working with.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
For Barbara Jean, this is Born on the 4th of July. My guest today, Edward T. Haslam, author of this earth-shattering book, really groundbreaking book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. Ed, again, thanks so much for coming on and having the courage to tell this story. I can't overemphasize enough the importance of this as an American history novel, basically. It's absolutely not fiction. It's absolutely every bit of it truth, but it reads like an Agatha Christie suspense novel. Putting the pieces back together again, to, you know, And I just want to say one thing. I was again reading your book again last night, laying in my motel room bed here in Dallas. And as I was flipping channels, I happened to come across that movie called The Ghost of Mississippi, where they basically ripping the decades old case of slain civil rights activist Medgar Evers. Remember that story?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm thinking, oh, my golly, you know, that's wonderful, and the fellow was convicted, but there is no statute of limitations on murder, and there is no statute of limitations on assassination of this sort. We need to have this thing open up again and bring the guilty parties to justice, because you know what? Like I said to John Jr., you know, these people cannot continue their agenda. And that's my stand right here today, because we're entering into a very critical time. The same thing that we saw happening in the 60s with this polio vaccine is happening right now. Folks, we must not trust these vaccines to be completely safe, especially when there's so many questions out there as to the first of all, the need for it, the efficiency of it, and the purity levels. Okay, it's happening right now, just like it did in the 1960s.
Well, so, not only that, Dr. Ott, in these mainstream articles, like the one that you were quoting earlier in the show, before they get finished their article, they say that the vaccines that they're already planning on releasing 3 months from now are not ready yet. I mean,
right.
They're admitting they're not even ready.
That's right. So, and again, we don't even really know why or what is going into these vaccines. Is there going to be this squalene, which has been known to be highly toxic? I mean, there's study after study showing the problems of Guillain-Barré syndrome, the other problems with just having a live vaccine virus itself has just bad news written all over it, okay? But the American public seems to be largely ignorant of all of this. They just seem to say, well, I'll trust my healthcare workers, I'll trust my government and my state, and we'll just do whatever they tell me to do. You know, and that's to me as dangerous as the vaccine. People are just asleep at the switch. Well, really, with that, we'll come back in the next hour with more heartbreaking information. Did in fact HIV/AIDS come out of the secret covert laboratory? We'll discuss it in depth. This is Dr. H. Rott with my guest today on Born on the 4th of July. Edward T. Haslam.
With recent